Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales restrictions, which were due to be lifted for vaccinated people on December 1, have been brought forward to November 8. And restrictions for unvaccinated people, which were to lift on December 1, have been pushed back to December 15, or when the state reaches a 95% target for full vaccination against COVID-19. Premier Dominic Perrottet also announced fully vaccinated people will be able to have unlimited visitors to their home. Hospitality venues can host more diners, and nightclubs will reopen for dancing.
We want to get to a point where New South Wales is open, one and free, and we believe that the changes we've made today enable that to occur.
Victoria has recorded 989 new cases of COVID-19 and another 9 deaths. It's the lowest daily case number since late September. There are just over 19,000 active cases across the state. The Greens have accused Scott Morrison of lying to world leaders about Australia's climate targets. Greens leader Adam Bandt says Scott Morrison's formal written pledge to the Glasgow Climate Summit says Australia only promises to cut pollution by 26%. Yet he says in his speech, he said Australia will cut pollution by 35%.
Knowing he would be slammed for his woeful 2030 targets, Scott Morrison has just lied to world leaders about them instead. Scott Morrison is sabotaging global climate action.
India's Prime Minister has announced 2070 as the target for his country to reach net zero carbon emissions, 20 years beyond what scientists say is needed to avert catastrophic climate impacts. Narendra Modi defended India's record, saying his country has 17% of the world's population and is responsible for only 5% of global emissions. He's pledged to increase the share of renewable energy to 50% by 2030. All recommendations made as part of a review into COVID-19 outbreaks in aged care will be adopted by the federal government. The independent review made 38 recommendations on how to better manage outbreaks in residential settings. Among the recommendations were further consultations to phase out shared rooms and bathrooms to reduce risk, outbreak handling training prioritised, and calls for long-term funding to improve infection control. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News in Easy English.